And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 29th of December, 2012. It's the anniversary of the massacre at Wounded Knee, South Dakota, 1890, 23 years after the local tribes had signed a treaty with the U.S. government guaranteeing them the rights to the land around the Black Hills, sacred land to the Indians. The treaty said that no one could move there, no one could even travel through there without the consent of the tribes. But in the 1870s, gold discovered in the Black Hills, the treaty was broken. People from the Sioux tribe were forced onto a reservation. There was a promise of more food and supplies, which never came. And then in 1889, a native prophet named Wovoka from the Paiute tribe in Nevada had a vision of a ceremony that would renew the earth and return the buffalo and make the white men disappear. It was called the Ghost Dance, and people traveled across the plains to hear Wovoka speak, including emissaries from the Sioux tribe who brought his teachings back to South Dakota. And the Ghost Dance, performed in brightly colored shirts, spread through the villages on the Sioux Reservation. It frightened the white Indian agents. It seemed dangerous to them. One of them wired Washington to say he was afraid. He wanted to arrest the leaders. He was given permission to do that, to arrest Chief Sitting Bull, who was killed in the attempt. And the next chief on the wanted list was Sitting Bull's half-brother, Chief Bigfoot, who, when he found out about it, decided to lead his people to Pine Ridge Reservation for protection. But it was winter. It was 40 below zero. He contracted pneumonia on the way. He was sick. He was flying a white flag. He was a peaceful man. He had actually renounced the idea of the Ghost Dance. But the Army did not make distinctions. They intercepted Bigfoot's band, ordered them into the camp on the banks of the Wounded Knee Creek. Bigfoot went peacefully. The next morning, federal soldiers began confiscating their weapons. A scuffle broke out between a soldier and an Indian. The soldiers opened fire, killing almost 300 men, women, and children. One of the people wounded was the famous medicine man Black Elk, who said, "I did not know then how much was ended. I can still see the butchered women and children lying heaped and scattered all along the Crooked Gulch, and I can see that something else died there and was buried in the blizzard. A people's dream died there. It was a beautiful dream." Here's a poem for today by James Wright, entitled Outside Fargo, North Dakota. Along the sprawled body of the derailed Great Northern freight car, I strike a match slowly and lift it slowly. No wind. Beyond town, three heavy white horses wade all the way to their shoulders in a silo shadow. Suddenly, the freight car lurches, the door slams back. A man with a flashlight calls me, "Good evening." I nod as I write, "Good evening," lonely and sick for home. Outside Fargo, North Dakota by James Wright from his collection Above the River, published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering writing about finances, food, art, wine, and culture from around the world. More at wsj.com/celebrateweekend. And by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.